Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon.
It's what rugby league's all about. Go!
This is Sunday, Triple M NRL.
And welcome back to it. And so far this round, Storm 18, Sharks 13, Manly 18, Knights 14, Broncos 24, Souths 18, Warriors 34, Titans 12, Panthers 24, over the Raiders 20, Cowboys 32, Parramatta 6. Those scores are all thanks to Tyre Power. If you buy four selected Pirelli Cincerato tyres, you get a Celtic Star Cash card valued up to $100, and that's what you'll get if you do that little deal. Can we say a quick g'day to all the guys and girls working at Telstra Store Newtown?
Oh my God, blaring
in the store while
they got the
Triple M blaring while people are buying phones and tablets and whatnot. So good on you, gang. Don't work too hard. Don't think there's much.
That's the Maroon motto.
Don't work too hard.
Well, actually, you know, next time he comes in there, can you teach him to put his phone on silent so it doesn't ring right at the beginning?
Well, see, that's why.
See, that's why what?
Well, if that happened to you, I wouldn't out you, but.
You would too.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll just leave it there. But, you know, you could have made someone up and blamed them.
Who?
Well, anyone. You could have said, Steve, turn your phone off. But no, and as soon as you turn on me, these two turn on me as well. Anyway,
I think it's unprofessional.
Boo-hoo. Now, the Sunday NRL soapbox is where I give you blokes a topic.
You sound like you're just on it.
You're on your soapbox and come on, guys, you've got this far. Under suburban grounds permanently.
Absolutely. I think that it's come down to television. It's a television audience. That's where we get our money from. I want it to go back to be tribal. The big stadiums aren't built for rugby league. There's no atmosphere there. I'd rather have a smaller crowd that looks great on television, and there's a, and you can take your kids there for a bit of nostalgia.
Ah, there we go. What about you, Paul? Does the NRL need to return to suburban grounds permanently?
No, it's a ridiculous idea. Look, whatever you say in the smaller venues, you're always going to be a small game. You cannot grow whatever you confine yourself to smaller venues. You need to, the game needs to be ambitious. It needs to want to grow. It needs to want to, rather than just confine itself to 12,000 seat stadiums, it needs to say, you know what, let's fill a 50,000 seat one regularly.
Yes, and it's like people are supposed to feel guilty because they like corporate facilities. What about you, Ryan, on your soapbox? Does the NRL need to return to suburban grounds permanently?
Look, I think the long-term goal would be to get to the bigger stadiums, but at the moment, in the shape that the game's in, I think we only need to play at suburban grounds because we can't even fill those at the moment. Take it back to the communities. I love going to those suburban grounds, and I love going to the cafes and the bars and the restaurants before and after. So, yeah, I love the experiences it gives families, and I'm all about suburban grounds, so, Maroon.
Well said, Ryan.
When were you last at a cafe or a restaurant at Belmore?
When we went to Belmore this year, they played, we called the game there, and I went down a couple of hours early and went to a couple of cafes. They have sausage sizzles out the front. They have every game that's played at Belmore, the whole community comes alive down on that main street of Belmore there, Paul. Next time I'll take you down there.
Yeah, please.
All right.
Please.
Okay. Now, Gordon, tell us on your soapbox again, please. How many...
There's Jared Wallace and there's Cohen Hess being named. So who comes in and who comes out? That's a decision for Kevvy Walters and his selectors. But yes, there will be changes.
What about you, Paul? Triple M NRL, this is the soapbox. How many changes will Queensland make tomorrow when the Origin team is named?
I think they'll make four or five. Look, Cohen Hess is a must-have. I think there's every chance... Well, we know Billy will come back in. Thurston will come back in. There's three before you even sit down. And I think the guys that are really going to struggle to keep their spots, Aidan Guerra and Jacob Lilleyman. There's a couple options there, and we've been through the names. But, yes, there'll be changes. They need to make changes.
All right. You've got a bit of time up your sleeve there. What about you, Ryan? Triple M's soapbox. How many changes will Queensland make tomorrow when the Origin team is named?
I don't really care, Maroon.
That's it? Okay, thank you.
I don't get into the habit of picking Queensland teams.
I think your answer is hopefully none.
That's my preference.
Sunday Triple M NRL. We go to the third topic, and back to you, Gordon. Now, let's start with you, Ryan, because you're demonstrating
a funny attitude
at the moment.
He sits on the Great Wall of China, right?
There we go. Will the Bulldogs get out of their hole they are in at the moment? Will the Bulldogs get out of the hole they are in at the moment?
No, I think I'm happy to put a pen through them for this year, to be honest, Maroon. I haven't seen enough in their attack in the last probably 6 weeks to show me that they're moving in the right direction. You need to score points in the NRL to win games, and at the moment they can't do that, and they don't seem to be changing anything. So No.
Sunday Soapbox on Sunday Triple M NRL. Paul Kent, will the Bulldogs get out of the hole they're in at the moment?
Yeah, they will somewhat. They'll do it on pure effort. That's what the Bulldogs are about. They've always been a tough side, uncompromising. They'll come back, they'll build it around their defence, and they'll try and strangle teams to death. That won't get them through to the grand final. They won't have any.
To play his style of football, it doesn't work anymore. So unless Desi Hasler changes, nothing will change at the Dogs. They've lost their heart and soul in Josh Reynolds, and I don't believe it. I think Clemmer is. I think there are a few rumbles about Clemmer wanting to go with all the money that they've signed with the big-name players. I think it's some of those players might want to leave the Dogs.
Hugh Gordon, Sunday Triple M NRL. The boys are up on their soapbox right now. The fourth question, I'll start with you, Gordon. 14 mm-hmm. rounds into the Premiership competition. What are you liking at the moment, Gordon Tallis?
I'm liking the rivalry that's getting built between the Sharks and the Melbourne Storm. I'm liking the Sharks are a legitimate chance of going back-to-back. I didn't think that they would have been, but they're fighting over a bone. They got this great roster. Flanagan's doing a fantastic job down there, and I think the Sharkies are a chance of going back-to-back.
Thank you very much,
fantastic
Gordon.
Fantastic for our game.
Sunday Soapbox here, and the question is now with you, Paul Kent. There are not many things in the world that you do like.
No,
but
you're not one of them either.
14 rounds into the Premiership competition, what are you liking?
What I like is I like the performance of the Dragons and the Seagulls. Two sides that I didn't have a lot of hope for this year, but the way that they're playing, I think that they've shown that you go out and you can change your style up a little bit and you can have success.
And
I'll have to like something else now.
You have to like this, Ryan.
I was going to like pretty much the same things, but I'll... well, so anyway, look, I'll go with that.
We're much closer than what people think, aren't we?
We are, okay. Yeah.
Kindred spirits.
I actually like the fact that, I thought, especially Manly at the start of the season, they had a decent roster, but with injuries and things coming their way, would have they been able to continue or be able to...
You just gave it away,
didn't you, mate? You could be a politician.
Oh, they're my second favourite side.
Now, I don't know. This question is tailor-made for you, Paul. This is tailor-made for you, so let's start with you. We might have to give him 38 seconds. Paul Kent, 14 rounds into the competition, what are you hating at the moment?
20 seconds is all I've got.
38 days.
Look, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like the fact that we haven't got a collective bargaining agreement settled upon. We haven't got a salary cap for next year. I think it's putting the competition in turmoil and it's taking focus away from the competition. And really, we're heading towards next year, which is a little bit like lemmings off a cliff. We don't know where we're going at the moment.
Thank you. Gordon, tell us, what about you? What are you hating at the moment?
I'm just liking how the game is never happy with what they got. They had someone like Dave Gallup that knew his footy, and then they needed someone that was a businessman. They had Dave Smith, and underneath him was someone like Todd Greenberg and Shane Richardson. They were supposed to be the footy guys, and they got rid of it. Now we've got somebody else, and our game always has problems, and there's no leadership from above filtering down.
Mm. What about you, Ryan?
Mine's more clubland. I'm not liking the fact that, we've got a real issue with some of the sides from probably about 8 down to 13 with inconsistency every weekend. Yep. You don't know what you're going to get. It's a tipster's nightmare.
It's like a Kinder Surprise.
And that's it.
Is that good or bad, though? Look, you've got to have a bit of uncertainty.
You never know
in your
what you're
going
to get. I love it. Kinder Surprise.
I don't like
it's
it.
Very
Paul.
Popular.
Okay. Well, it's your segment.
Your head's like a Kinder Surprise, if you ask me.
Sunday Triple M.
I wouldn't like to try and
what
crack it
saying?
Open, though.
I'd like to give it a try.
yeah, we'll get a ladder.
All right.
Mate, not only ladder, you'd need scaffolding to get around that, Ed.
Yeah, blokes. Gordon, tell us, Paul Kent from the...
A little Gertie told you.
Front bar. Front bar. You guys are on fire at the moment. See, this is what you need to be bringing every week. Sharp wits, preparation. If one of you did it every week. Take turns. What about this game today? Who do you like, Gordy or more?
Oh, really?
The fish rots from the head.
I'll tell you what.
It rots from the head.
I'm going to take a break, going to come back, and I'll get your tips then. As Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL Primetime, thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
The time for talk is over.
With Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon.
Oh, the bunker's getting an absolute flogging today.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL. Thanks to Aveco Trucks, Strong by Nature. Let's preview this game this afternoon. The Tigers and the Sydney Roosters. Now, Mungrel Boots, Aussie born and bred. I got the Mungrel Boots lineups for you here. Now, firstly, Roosters fans, there's quite a couple of changes here. Michael Gordon's your fullback. Latrell Mitchell goes onto the wing. Mitch Orbison comes into the centres in jumper number 12 with Joey Manu and, of course, Blake Ferguson on the wing. Then the halves pairing stays the same. Luke Keary, Mitchell Pearce.
So Daniel Tupou's out.
Yeah, Daniel Tupou's gone. So then Luke Keary, Mitchell Pearce. And up front, we've still got Jared Warrior, Hargraves and Dylan Napa, Jake Friend. Back row is now Ryan Madison and Aiden Guerra. And then the lock is Takiyaho. The bench now looks like this. Isaac Liu, Connor Watson, Zane Tetovano and Kane Evans. So significant changes there to that Roosters side. Now, we're just getting the West Tigers side right now as I speak. It's being handed to me and it's as per program for Mongrel Boots. West Tigers haven't beaten the Roosters since 2011. And Paul Kent, Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis, Gordy, I wouldn't think too much would change with that today.
No, look, you wouldn't think so. The Roosters are in some pretty good form. And you just don't think...
Right now, Reedy is on the sideline for Ream Hot Water with Ivan Cleary. So, Reedy, we'll throw this over to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Well, Ivan, four losses in a row, I think it is. It's been a tough sort of month. What do you need to do better?
I think the first 4 weeks I was here, we won a couple of games and we were very competitive. Then we fell in a bit of a hole after round and dancing. We had a lot of distractions and a lot of distracted people. We really lost form and confidence. So last week against the Dragons, we hung in there during the game. And again, I think we came out of that game feeling as though we'd made a few strides. And we're going to need to pick up just our own consistency. And I think we got out of last week with a little bit of belief, so we're going to need that today.
No Luke Brooks today, but Lola here plays his second game for you. How's he been since he's come to the club, Lola here, and how much more do you expect now that he's had a week in first grade with you guys?
Yeah, he's been really good. There's real excitement in his body language and his actions and just looking at him. So, but it's going to take a bit of time. He hasn't played a lot of first grade lately, and he's going to need to be able to work into that. And obviously playing in a key position, it's going to take a bit of time for him to get used to the team and the team get used to him. So, but we're just looking for him to improve each week.
Who runs the show with Brooks out today? Does that mean Teddy's got to take a bit more influence and blokes like that? Or do you leave it to Jack Littlejohn to run the show?
Yeah, well, Jack's job is to get us around the park. Obviously, guys like Teddy and both Matty McCurrick and Jacob Little can help out there. Obviously, Teddy's a key guy in our team and he'll help out there. But that's certainly Jack's job. I think he did a fair job last week. He definitely rose in confidence. His performance in that match was outstanding, as we all know. He's probably still pushing things a little bit too hard for our team. If he can just concentrate on playing his role and not feeling as though he has to do everyone else's role, that will make him even better. But I think he's appreciated having a couple of days off and having a 4 week under his belt before this game.
One last one for them. No Boyd Cordner today. It sounds like they're resting him. That's a leg up for you guys. How does that change things, or does that change things in your respect?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's a star-studded roster, as we all know, and they've got great depth in that club. And when a big name player's out, it always means it's opportunity for someone else. So it doesn't really affect how we play. Having said that, won't hurt us either.
Thanks, Ivan.
Thanks, mate.
The interesting thing about this game, boys, is the fact that Jason Taylor comes back as attacking coach of the Roosters against his old West Tigers side. If anyone's going to know the West Tigers' lapses in defence or their, the individual players that have, issues with defence, he's going to be able to pull them apart. So that's got to be a big advantage for the Roosters.
And Ivan makes the good point there, Ivan Cleary. Okay, there's no Boyd Cordner, but there's still Dylan Napa and Warrior Hargraves and Mitchell Pearce and Luke Keary and Blake Ferguson and even good old Flash Gordon down the back. They are a star-studded roster, Gordon.
Yeah. And Aiden Guerra, maybe his origin jersey is on the line, so you think that he's going to want to have a really good performance to impress the selectors as well. So, yeah, mate, they're big, they're strong. Jake Friend does so much tidy up work around Iraq. Flash Gordon's in great touch and... Mitchell Pearce. So you just think that they're going
to... ...week, and I think they certainly took a step in the right direction against the Dragons last week, and it'll be interesting to see whether they continue on that path this week.
It'd be interesting to see, too, fellas, how Lollahia goes, his second game for the West Tigers. He had a bit of a mixed bag last week, didn't he, against the Dragons?
I think the key for him, like, he made 28 tackles last week, you know. So for a guy that's been playing, you know, a little bit of reserve grade and off the bench every now and again and coming in on the wing, to be thrown into that front line of defence and then be asked to make 28 tackles is going to take a fair bit of sting out of your tail with the football. He's a great attacking player, and hopefully, you know, he'll have a few more miles under his belt. He'll be a little bit more comfortable with the guys around him this week and he'll be able to contribute a little bit more. But it wasn't a bad start for him last week.
All right, it's at Campbelltown Stadium. 4 o'clock is kickoff. Dan Ganane's your caller for this one. And if you're not, if you're going to be somewhere where you can't listen to us on the radio, well, you've probably got the app on your phone by now, the good old app, the Appy Coruscant, triplem.com.au. And that game kicks off at 4 o'clock. Now, tomorrow I'll back up and call the Dragons Doggies game with the great Jamie Soward.
Cool.
Who is doing a great job on the Triple M network at the moment. So let's talk a little bit about that game. The Dragons are probably, and Manly, the two real good, honest sides of 2017. Even games they don't win, they compete in, and probably with the Dragons, they've probably haven't had a fair rub of the green in a couple of games they've lost, but they'll be up against the doggy side tomorrow, determined to come back and have a win.
Yeah, well, the old-fashioned bonding session, you know, at the beginning of the week for the Dogs, and it's probably what they needed. And I don't know how long that lasts for. That actually only lasts until you take your first hit up, but it would have given them a better week, and it's a fair bit of pressure on the Dogs, so hopefully that has eased it. But it's a good challenge for the Dragons, and that great body lean, he runs at you and he moves late, and you've got Packer going good, you've got Frizzell, who was interesting whether he gets through the game because he went off with a sternum or rib, and that's been cleared, and you know, Joel Thompson, you know, so you just think that they're just too tough. They're not going to go away. So the blokes I mentioned, they're not going to be scared of this Dog's pack. And you've got Dugan, and Widdop's come back last week, and he was outstanding. So after having the layoff that he has, so I'm still going to tip the Dragons. I think the mighty Red V will be still too strong.
And that's what I was talking about when we got on the soapbox a little while ago in relation to the depth of the Dragons and Manly with key personnel out. They've got that team first attitude where they've just been able to bring younger guys in to fill the role, and it hasn't really affected their performance. And I think that's the sign of a really strong club and a club with great leadership. And, yeah, look, I think the Bulldogs will come out tomorrow. There'll be a lot of emotion involved after the past sort of 7 days. But I just like the Dragons. There's not a lot of room for them to make the big errors because they've got such a simple style. So it's hard for them to have that off day. If they just bring their intent and their enthusiasm... Their game plan's pretty simple, so I just think they'll be too good again tomorrow for the Dogs.
And a win, of course, jumps them up to 20 points with the Sharkies, and their percentage, that would put them back into second spot. So a great effort from Mary and the Dragons this year. That'll jump them back into second spot. I'll just interrupt you again, fellas, we're doing the preview for Aveco because we have got Brent Reed on the sideline now with Trent Robinson. Reedy.
Thanks, guys. Well, Rob, a couple of absences today. I'll ask you about them. Daniel Tupou got scratched, I think, yesterday, and also Boyd Cordner.
Yeah.
He's obviously a player in great form and also your co-captain. How do you fill that void, I guess?
Well, that's what your training group's about. That's what your squad's about. We've got 17 guys there that have played a lot of first grade now. So that's the depth of your group. We've probably worked on that over the last couple of years, and we need to make sure that we perform today.
Another bloke who's sort of coming home because this is your neck of the woods, but Jason Taylor. Now, you picked him up mid-year. He's obviously a former Tigers guy. Do you pick his brain this week in terms of working out tactics to play against the Tigers?
Look, usual work that we do. You know, we don't go overboard. It's more professional courtesy that you don't ask those questions that are going to, you know, the man's got some integrity, so, you know, he needs to respect that, and we need to respect that. So it's the usual preparation for games. We didn't go overboard this week on asking JT stuff, and for that reason.
And just on James Tedesco, another JT, you've signed him for next year, but the job's to control him today, isn't it? Next year's next year, but he came back from Origin in really good form, and he's going to be a real danger for you guys today.
Yeah, he adds their spark and that extra bit of that unknown in the opposition, and that's why we've got to be good. We've got to make sure that we're present in our defence and make sure we present not many options to him because he takes them when he gets offered them. So, yeah, tough task for us today, and we need to do a good job.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Reedy.
There he is, Trent Robinson, speaking with Brent Reed. Sunday Triple M NRL, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent, Ryan Girdler, Anthony Maroon, Kenty and myself will depart shortly. Dan will come in and call that game for you this afternoon, Dan Ganane. But just a stat on the back of, Well, I was looking through the stat pack here. This isn't really a stat, but the West Tigers have lost their only game there in 2017. So here we are, almost halfway through June, certainly halfway through the competition, and the West Tigers have only played one game in Campbelltown. I mean, has Campbelltown got a rugby league team? Or hasn't it got a rugby league team? Do you see where I'm coming from here? They played one game there.
I just think you're you're a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Yes. You banged on about an hour ago about South Sydney playing ANZ.
Does South Sydney have a rugby league team or not?
I knew you were going to say that. What's your response to it?
Well,
my response is, as I said to you earlier, South have got 50-something percent of their members in the west of Sydney.
So how many is that?
Central coast.
How many thousands are that?
Well, that's probably 15,000, 16,000 people.
So 50%. So you've only got 30,000 fans.
No. And how many? I'm talking about ticketed members.
No, but Maroon, they've got Western Suburbs. That was where they were from. That's where they were playing at the time that the joint venture happened. So there was a generation of Western Suburbs fans out there. The West Leagues Club is right next to the ground. I don't know if you'd ever got in that car of yours, that expensive car, and took a drive out there. You might see these things.
Your car would fit right in out there too.
My car. I've just got a Holden.
The Grange.
No, I got rid of the Grange. I just got an SS now. Just a simple, beautiful car. Lovely car. But there again, my point was made there and backed up with facts.
No, what point?
Well, I'm just saying, don't you think a team that's... I mean, you represent Campbelltown, do you? Mate, look, let's face it. There's a big difference between South and the West Tigers.
South
are an international brand, like the Globetrotters or the Dallas Cowboys or the Harbour Bridge. South are bigger than all this, mate. South are a household name right around the world. South could play in Boise, Idaho and get a crowd of 50,000.
How's it going to take your pants off today?
Yeah, what's that?
How long is it going to take you to get those pants off today?
I don't know. They're painted on.
Well, you know, guys, if you're my age and you're still wearing a size 30, then you can talk. Sunday Triple M NRL, we'll see you next week.
Not you should be wearing a 34.
Let's go! Welcome.
Come on!
This is Sunday Afternoon Footy on the Triple M Network.
Part two of the Sunday Triple M match of the day. The West Tigers and the Sydney Roosters, the only game on this Sunday in round 14 as we bring you NRL primetime for Fox League. You can watch every single game of the NRL Premiership live on Fox League via Foxtel. Join today. And also we bring you Triple M footy for Bryden's Lawyers, of course. Overcast conditions at Campbelltown, but not wet. It has stayed off the rain since about 8 o'clock this morning, so the pitch is in good order. And Gordon Tallis, I say hello to you.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are we going?
I've got to say, I've got to defend my mate Maroon. It is a disgrace that we're round 14 and the team of the Southwest, the West Tigers, are playing their second game here. I don't know why they bother. Honestly, they leave that whole region open. Hello to you, Ryan Girdler.
Hey, Dan.
I just don't.
So you're on his side?
On this case, absolutely.
But then if you've got a club that's merged and you've obviously got three home grounds, I mean, what are your options? You can only play a couple of games at each ground.
Girds, there is no future in Leichhardt. They should play two games a year there. Nostalgia, your home game six times a year, seven times a year, and then play the rest at ANZ. My point is they've got this whole region. There's no future at Leichhardt, right? They've got this whole region, a growing metropolis out at Campbelltown, Liverpool, Ingleburn. And they
play the teams that don't draw, say the smallest drawing teams, they play at Leichhardt because people would go there for nostalgia.
Yes.
But by growing it, they go to Campbelltown. Yeah, I don't know why that's not the case. And where else do they play their home game?
ANZ.
Wow.
So it's usually 4-4-4 this year at Campbelltown they're playing. So they're playing here in a fortnight against the Titans.
At Campbelltown?
At Campbelltown on a Friday night. Now,
well, that's Jared Hayne's house.
Hayne will be the draw if he plays, because Origin's on two nights earlier. And then after that, North Queensland in round 25. So, look, they played Penrith there in round two. You would have to say that's a fair team to play in that area, right? But generally, they have treated Campbelltown as...
And if you want to take the Roosters, you want to take them as far away from Bondi as you do. So I think that's another great move.
So they play four games at Leichhardt, four games at Campbelltown, and the rest, I think, at ANZ.
So they've got to give up one of those grounds. Three teams didn't merge, get two home grounds, and that's fair.
There's no future at Leichhardt, though, Gordy. When you think of it, like, it's great, we love going there on a Sunday arvo early in the year or late in the year.
Yeah, it's great.
But that stadium's not getting any better.
Oh, the chicken schnitzel is fantastic.
But you can play there, like Canterbury at Belmore. You play there twice. Do you think that'd satisfy the fans?
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah, I think two games there a year would be sufficient, and you need to split the rest of them between, obviously, Campbelltown, and if they want to take...
Yeah, for the fun of it. They are gaining something from that.
Are they still gaining that?
I think it's only
funding.
Is it Dragons and Tigers are the only two?
So they're still being paid to play at ANZ.
They would have to be. You couldn't.
Well,
there
South
is no. South and Canterbury are being paid a fortune, but you couldn't maintain any. Imagine if it came out the West Tigers were paying to play at ANZ Stadium. It'd be an outrage. No. They're receiving some inducement,
okay.
Whether it's cash, whether it's contra. They're coming out of that in front.
Okay.
But anyway, so this is the second game for the Tigers here at Campbelltown Stadium. I missed it. My apologies. How was the Ray Dibb interview?
That's how it went.
There is something.
No, well, mate, he didn't answer any questions. Desi's working really hard, but he's working hard on what? Every coach works hard. Every single coach puts in hours. Craig Bellamy, I remember going down there.
What can a chairman come on and say, Gordon? I mean, what does he know?
Exactly right.
What information does he have? I mean, you know, the issues obviously out there at the moment are what's going on the field, and the chairman can only sort of, he's got a helicopter view.
Yeah, so if he begs Desi and say da-da-da-da-da or the team, well, that's his, because they're all his decisions. Okay, and do you know what? It's a bit like the Ben Hunt. Would the Dragons have paid $1.2 million for Ben Hunt now?
Of course not.
Would they have signed Desi Hasler right now?
Here's the question, Gordy. Why did they sign him when they did? It was only in the season.
No one's knocking on his door.
Because the carrot, I believe, was Foran and Woods.
Is that carrot, and that's a very good point, is that carrot enough to say Des is our guy for the next 2 years?
Well, it must have been. Well, I think that, and there's been no rumblings about, you know, Des losing the group. That's because he has a great relationship with the players. I just think that their last couple of performances, especially the last one, was a reflection of frustration from the players where they're defending and their attitude's right and they're getting there. They're up until last week, but I think they feel like they probably need a change now. They need to try and set something up with their attacking systems where they're going to start winning some games because, you know, if the coach is happy but none of the players are happy in the way that they're playing, that can only last for so long.
We'll put that, if it's not up already, it'll be on the Triple M website, the Ray Dibb interview, certainly on the Facebook page and all our usual avenues. I just want to say this before I welcome Billy. Canterbury do not normally play the media game the way they have played it in the last few weeks. We never hear from their chairman. The coach has built up media relationships and he is using those at the moment because there's a bit of positive press today, I've read. They are really going front and centre, which is not the Canterbury way. They've normally, you know, taken a nuts against the world mentality.
Self-interest.
Oh, 100%. It's all about controlling the message, which is unusual for the club. Billy Harrigan, hello to you.
G'day, Dan. G'day, boys.
G'day, Bill.
G'day, gentlemen. Nice to be here.
Billy,
Sunday afternoon.
Bill. You've turned up in your active wear again,
yeah.
I see.
Yep. Ready to do a bit of exercise as well, we call.
Does that come in men's?
Yeah. Here it does.
I didn't know Lorna Jane made
that. Isn't it good? I've just been hearing he's giving it to poor old Maroon. And then I just walk in and it's, okay, Maroon's gone. So let's just open up on Billy. Righto.
Oh, no,
well, you go for it, Gordon.
Well, it was going to be Dan, but Dan's dressed pretty cool today.
Not really. It's just I'm not badly dressed. Take on the awful events on Friday night at Brookvale Oval and the response, basically the throwing of the senior referee official under the bus.
Yeah, well, you've got to. If you make a blunder like that, then whoever is responsible, you have to be accountable. So you have to do something about it. So when you see a little mistake or something like that, or a referee puts himself in the best position to make a call and then backs himself and he makes it, and then you find out he gets it wrong. In those situations, you can say, understandable, we make mistakes, and you stick with him. But in this one, you can't. Now, I have heard that this is an ongoing thing where if they get enough time quickly, while the referee's going, are you happy to his touch judges and his pocket ref, the video referee, if he gets a quick look at it, will come in and say, it's all good, mate, or award the try, which is what happened with Maxwell the other day. They are saying it's not within their protocols, but I know that they've been doing it. And I don't have a problem with it, because if it saves us time sometimes,
that's right,
get on with it and let's just do that. So I have no problem with them doing it. It's just, again, I've always said this before, the bunker and the technology is terrific. It's the bus driver in there. If he's not driving that bus well, you're going to make mistakes and it's no good. That's what happened the other night. So you drop him and we move on and we get on with it.
Yeah, but we don't change the system.
No, we just drop the bloke. We just say, Jared, exactly. You drop for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And you'll come back later on. And in the meantime, you just give some
support. Dropping a referee, what does that do for his confidence? What does that do? If he's the best man for the job and he's made a mistake, so be it. Mm. Putting someone in there that's not good enough to be there, what does that do?
I did say that, but we're for it. Yeah, they do. So, you know, if someone's an administrator and he's not doing the job well, what do? They ask him to move on, which they've done.
It makes the noise go away until next time, Billy, as well, doesn't it? No one knows if he's going to come back next week. There's not going to be a big article in the paper saying Maxwell's reinstated. He gets a whack across the knuckles, he gets demoted for the weekend, and he's back next week and we all move on.
That's it. The people out there, and they say, okay, for the result that happened there, for the faux pas, there has been some action taken. That bloke has been dropped, and okay, that's it. It's done and dusted. We move on. And that's what you do.
What's that French for, Billy?
What's that? Done and dusted? Faux pas. Faux pas mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made a faux pas.
The faux pas.
That must be what faux pas means in French.
You know that, Dan?
Yeah.
I knew a faux pas was a mistake. I don't know if that is actually what the word literally means.
Ah. Or he made the boobies.
He just threw it out there like he uses it quite a bit.
Yeah. Like empathy and intestinal fortitude.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, they're English words.
You've got to mean, don't thank Billy for being articulate.
No,
We can't attack Billy.
Hey, let's work faux pas in, Dan. I just want to understand
yeah.
it.
I just like that.
Can I say boo-boo?
I love saying boo-boo.
Yeah, I like boo-boo, Yogi.
Don't steal my goodbyes this week either.
Thank you, Yogi.
But also, just one more thing on this. Tony Archer put a tweet out at 11:40 explaining the decision on Friday night. So normally the process is, and that's actually quite open and quite honest, where the decision, sometimes the NRL will put out a tweet explaining why a decision was made. And it usually happens a few minutes afterwards. Well, the incident happened. Quilivato dropped the ball at about 7:30, maybe 7:40. A tweet doesn't come out until 11:40. It sounds like Tony Archer's recorded it on his iPhone at 11:40. Roosters now arrive on the field. We might take one more break and then we'll come back and get back to previewing this contest. It's become a little bit more interesting with Boyd Cordner out, Daniel Tupou gone as well. Nice conditions at Campbelltown. A little bit of a sprinkling of rain has just arrived. It is the Sydney Roosters and the Wests Tigers. Triple M rocks the footy as we do NRL primetime for Fox League.
Triple M rocks Sunday Arvo footy for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.
Yes, we do it for Fox League primetime. Triple M rocking the footy for Brighton's lawyers. On air tomorrow, certainly in Sydney. I'm not sure about other networks because, Gordy, it is not a public holiday in Queensland. Have I got this right?
No, it's not a public holiday.
No, so, like the Queen.
So for all
we're
of you...
We're the hardest working state, Dan. We don't have days off up there.
But when is your Queen's birthday holiday? You get one. There's a bank...
Was it June? I think it might have been... Yeah, it was. I think it was always in June, but I don't know.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you. I don't even know whether we had it or not. Because, you know, when you work, like you work on public holidays or whatever, mate, when
you'll
it's
get
the footy season, you just work.
Is there a show day, a Brisbane show day?
Yeah, the Ecker.
Oh, well, there's your day. That's your day.
Yeah, so that comes up, I don't know, in a month or so.
Here we go. Okay, Triple M hocking the footy for Biden's Law. So for everyone who doesn't receive that game on their radio dial tomorrow, you can, of course, get it through the Triple M NRL app. Teams are on the field warming up. The sprinkling has stopped, but you get the feeling... It may just stop and start through this contest. Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis, Billy Harrigan, Dan Ganane. Girds, what did you think of Trent Robinson in that interview for Best Sheds with Brent Reed saying, as a professional courtesy, we haven't asked Jason Taylor for his secrets on the West's Tigers?
Yeah, that was a bit odd, wasn't it? I mean, that would have been the first thing that I would have been asking. And, I mean, I think Jason Taylor, obviously, he's direct communication with the playmakers. I mean, they will be trying to expose some of the secrets that, obviously, Jason would have with their outside backs. Not known for their defence, are they, the Tigers? And, look, I don't think they're going to have to work too hard to discover a few of those defensive weaknesses, but I would...
TV, you know, back in the old days, you watch them every week, every moment. You know?
I think it was more the fact, Dan, that the surprise of him coming out publicly and saying that. I mean, why wouldn't you use that?
Isn't the professional courtesy to win?
Yeah, well, you would think, you know, he's got to earn his paycheck too, Jason Taylor. He's not over there for free. Yeah, I would have been taking advantage of that, but that's just my personality, Gordon, not yours.
Mate, look, Trent Robinson seems a man of integrity. Maybe on this he's telling the truth. But
I would have put
their
weaknesses in the paper.
But does that lack integrity? Does that lack integrity? If your assistant coach... has a rapport with a certain amount of players from the opposition team that next weekend that you asked for what they're, you know, for
what if you knew something? What if you knew a certain sledge that would get Aaron Woods rolled up? Wouldn't you? And this is an example. I don't think sledges bother players, but that, if you knew, if you had a little inside information, it sounds crazy. Why wouldn't you?
You know what? I play at Origin, so it happens at Origin. Blokes that we played against that were Broncos, you say everything you possibly can.
Yeah.
Like, that's marketing. Look, this is what he likes to do. This is what happens. There's no doubt when Craig Bellamy coached against Cameron Smith, he would have had to come up with a plan at marker, no doubt. And I've heard certain players talk about other players, like when I've walked in the dressing room over the last 10 years, listen, this is what he doesn't like. This is what we're going to do when you go to training. And they'll work out a plan to get a teammate of theirs. But then when it comes back to their structure, well, they're comfortable. It's about winning that game, that moment. It's a result-driven business, and you give away every secret you possibly can.
Maybe he didn't ask, but maybe it was offered. Maybe yeah. Jason Taylor's walked in and said, hey,
this is
how we win. Because yeah. the more they win by, the more Jason Taylor you would have...
Like, it was just a bunch of 40-year-olds pretending that they were 15 to 25.
Oh, I did this a few years ago. It was a miserable experience because then you realise how old you were.
Oh, I don't have mirrors, Dan. I just thought I walked around looking like that. I was cool.
I went and saw CNC Music Factory and someone else, and all these, you know, 30-something people, a lot less attractive than they used to be, of which I'm one of them, and thinking, oh, jeez.
The acid wash jeans were back, the baggy shirt.
Stolly vodka?
Yeah. No, they were selling West Coast there.
Oh, wow. And who performed?
Coolio, Salt and Pepper. Colour Me Bad.
Colour Me Bad.
Vanilla Ice.
Was Colour Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up?
Sex You Up.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. I got a photo with Vanilla Ice at the airport today, and I never ask anybody for a photo.
Do you know what his real name is?
I said, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, that's the first album I ever bought was Vanilla Ice, To the Extreme, on cassette.
Yeah,
And then after about 6 months, I taped over the hole so I could tape over it.
Mine was... I bought Broz.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And the Proclaimers.
Well, they're all right.
I got a real weird taste in music. They're all one-hit wonders.
Would you say the best pub song, well, everyone's got their favourite, 500 Miles. You put 500 Miles on at a pub at the end of a night, not only is everyone singing it, but they're all arm-in-arm jumping up and down as well.
Depends on what pub, Dan. I mean, you go to one of those, you know... cool pubs at the moment. No one would know what you're talking about.
You know, I'm talking about having a good time, not going to one of those hoity-toity...
I went to a pub the other day
at Brookvale Oval in one of the ad breaks. It's one of the great moments. He didn't know he was on camera, and we captured him. You know, the Darryl Braithwaite song? Oh, outstanding performance. Outstanding. Triple M rocking the footy for Bryden's Lawyers. You proud of that performance, Bill? You haven't seen it yet on...
I haven't seen it.
You're in tune.
Considering I didn't know you were doing it. I haven't seen it.
That's why you got dressed up in the Lycra.
So I must go and have a look.
By the way, did one of you say JT was playing next week? There's Origin, so he won't be playing next. I don't know who said it or what you said, but...
because he's on 299, so the next NFL game plays 300, okay. But... yeah, he mightn't be next week.
And someone questioned, I said, why would I say there's no future at Leichhardt? Well, the ground, they can't redo it. It's a council ground. No money will ever be put into it. So they can play their games there, but there's no corporate facilities aren't adequate. So there's no future in if you want to make money at Leichhardt Oval. I mean, you can certainly fill it a couple of times a year, no doubt. But if finances are your concern, you can't do it at Leichhardt. You can't do much better at Campbelltown either, but its corporate facilities are a little better. So it's just brightened up a little in the last few minutes. We're not too far away. The only game on this Sunday, West's Tigers, Sydney Roosters. It's coming up right after this. Triple M rocks the footy.